Alrighty, are we live? Yes, we are. Tonight's show is all about questions and histoire, because before us tonight, we've got Jeremy, the founder of Color Up, and for whatever reasons, he's got a lot of questions, and people have been wondering about some of the new things he's been doing. So tonight's show is entitled, How I, meaning Jeremy, Turned Craps into a Full-Time Income, and we're going to talk about it right now.
Welcome to the Color Up Podcast. Whether you're a seasoned player or a beginner eager to step up to the table, this is your lucky podcast that's all about the thrill and strategy of the casino world. I'm your host, Jeremy. With me is Jim the Professor. Let's get rolling.
All right, my mic is unmuted. I guess I'm good to go.
Yes, that's awesome.
Yeah, today, pulling, I don't know the proper term, showing my bloomers, pulling off the mask.
Going behind the veil.
Behind the veil.
Behind the curtain.
Yeah, we're going to.
Looking under the hood.
Yeah, there you go, looking under the hood. Good stuff. So before we get to that.
Yes.
Maybe tell me how your week went. I noticed you got a new setup there. I'm loving the, digging the stuff. It's like,
yeah, I thought I would change it up a little bit. I don't know if you, how much these people can see on their phones, but yeah, I changed it up a little bit. I was having some pains. I was sitting in my wife's director chair, and I was way up here, and I decided, you know what, I'm going to be lower so I could be at the desk level because I was bending down all the way to type. So then I said, I'll put the shelf up, and I'll put some of my Color Up stuff up here, and then we helped my wife's sister move this week, and I got some of the old classic Warner Brothers Looney Tunes glasses that they used to give out in 1973, which I actually remember getting some of these from. Wow. But yeah, they're actual. I don't know if you can see them, but anyway, pretty fun stuff.
Is that a Diet Coke you bought at the casino for $500?
No, that's actually functional in case I run out of this one. I can reach back there and pop one.
Yeah. It reminds like a lot of the sports guys like Pat McAfee and all, they have just like stuff everywhere like that. Like memorabilia, knickknacks.
Yeah, yeah. So I got some knickknacks here too. But yeah, that's the big change for me. But yeah, nothing real big. Been knocking off some of the honey-do list and stuff. My wife and I, maybe I can find a picture later, but my wife and I collaborated on a sign. A lot of the places we went on our little adventures. And so we made one of those directional signs, like how many miles from here to Vegas, how many miles from with the arrows pointing. Mm. And I tried to do them as geographically correct as I can on a two-sided plane. So it's either this way or that way.
Bermuda, most stuff goes the other
west,
way.
Yeah, east, your, yeah.
West because you're west, in Virginia.
Yeah. But we got a lot of stuff going south, though, like Bermuda, Bahamas, all that kind of stuff. So anyway, a lot of fun out there. But that was my week. How about your week? What'd you do?
At first I couldn't remember, but I had to write down because I actually did a lot this week. I did go to the casinos and play slots with my brother. He came into town. So
oh, good. And did he kill it as usual?
The time I only spent one night with him. He was there for three.
Okay.
And it got a little shaky. He started with $75 free play.
Okay.
And we took that up to $1,500.
That's crazy.
Yeah, and then a few hours later, I think he was negative or in his pocket for $400.
Okay.
But by the time we quit, I think it was like 2 a.m., he was back up to $1,600 profit. And I went home. I called it a night, but he still had 2 days. So I don't know. I don't know how it ended
okay.
up.
Okay. Man, lifestyles of the crazy people. Yeah. Yeah. Lots is interesting. So
I went to the Palms Casino to find out check out their marketing scam, turned out to be.
Yeah, some investigative journalism.
Yes, that sounds better.
For the channel, for the content.
For the people. Yeah, I don't know. It was a real big marketing push for a couple of days. It said, casinos in Las Vegas.
Uno. The whole thing. I saw it on Facebook. I saw it on
everywhere.
X. I saw it, yeah.
It was local here, too. Billboards, their big marquee at Palms. You go into Palms, they had like sticky things covering all the elevators and signs.
Okay. And what was the result?
This is going to be cool.
And what was the result? Because I thought it was going to be like, instead of poker rooms, the new thing was going to be, we're going to have Uno rooms and the house was going to have a rake and they were going to make money.
I don't know how they would gamble on it, but
instead of the World Series of Poker, we're going to have the World Series of Uno. And it looked really cool online, but what did you just...
They left it a little vague in some of the announcements, like how it was going to work and stuff. So I started getting a weird feeling when I started asking lots of different employees, where is this Uno room? I knew it wasn't just a table on the floor. They said, special room, they said, where is this Uno room? Nobody knew. I asked a couple of people, and then finally this one lady goes, I think it's down towards that tower, like the hotel tower. I'm like, okay. So I went down there. Down this way, there started to be more and more signs about Uno and all kinds of Uno stuff everywhere. I'm like, okay. But I'm like at a dead end, and there's just elevators. Like, where is this place? And so I found a guy who's taking like catering up. I go, hey, do you know where the Uno is? And he goes, yeah, it's up on the 25th floor.
25th floor.
25th floor. So we got in an elevator. My wife was bugged that they don't have the security thing there. Anyone could go up. You don't have to click your key.
That's the way
anyway,
it should
that's a
be.
Side note.
You know, it should be that way in a casino.
It makes it easy. But I do know what you mean. No one, if you're a guest on floor 25.
Oh, this is like not gaming space. These are rooms on the 25th
yes,
floor.
Yes. We're now on the hotel suite side.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So just some wackos, me and my wife, go up to floor 25. We start walking back and like on the floor. And then we come to find out. This marketing was just a contest for two people to win. And the two the contest is already over.
Okay.
And they were setting it up because I guess we ran into the catering guy or whatever. They're setting up a suite on the 25th floor for these people who won this contest. The suite was decorated with Uno. They were going to get to play Uno and have a dealer.
But not
that's
the
it.
Public.
No, not it's not open to the public. It's not something they're going to start doing or anything. It was just a contest. These people won an Uno contest, and now they're
It was a big hype thing.
It was a big hype thing for a particular suite, and I think they were going to stay the weekend. That was it. And I'm like, it was so disappointing because all their marketing was like,
yeah, it sounded
coming to
like,
Vegas, the first time Uno's a table game, blah, blah, blah.
And
so they did a good number on us.
Okay.
Yeah. Well, and not only, it wasn't even a contest you could enter because it was already over. So,
well, I did read, it's brilliant that they picked that for the Palms because I did read on one of the articles that said at one point, I think 80% of all U.S. households have at least one deck of Uno cards.
Yeah, they certainly do.
Like in the target market for what's hot in Vegas right now, they're looking for those people my age and younger, a little bit older, whatever, who grew up playing Uno and want to bring their kids and family to it. But wow, that's good. At least you're getting out and about with your wife there.
Yeah, I did that. And then a lot of stuff actually is related to the show. I had a couple meetings about partnering with a local casino here.
Okay.
I had some more TV meetings, and then a potential sponsor, had a few calls with that. And then I'm going to meet with a guy Monday, he's in here for a conference, so Monday through Wednesday, I might talk to him about a potential sponsorship.
Anything you can talk about at this point in time, or is it still preliminary?
No, no reason to bring it up.
So. Okay. Maybe stuff like that will come up later on.
Yes, for sure.
Begin our conversation.
That's the kind of the gist of what our conversation is today.
So, which is how you turn craps into your full-time income.
Yeah, I guess you haven't done that yet.
No, I'm still a humble teacher, and for all our friends out there listening or who will be listening, I see all the comments on there. I see a lot of the usuals. I see Fran all the way across the pond over there from Ireland.
There.
Jeff, your sister, MJ, everybody.
Dice advice strategies that are not doing good.
We'll get to all you guys. We're going to keep on topic, and there will be some chances where you guys can type in your comments. Maybe even we'll open up the phone line after a while and see how it goes. But
maybe we should start off I guess you were setting things up and I just
I was getting ready to set up. I was just getting ready to say, how did we get to this topic? I was getting ready to say that. So what is the genesis? Why is this on your heart tonight, Jeremy?
So like I said, I had meetings about the casinos and TVs and sponsors, and also I started streaming recently for a social casino.
Which we're not going to name because of YouTube.
Yeah, YouTube.
Regulations.
Mm-hmm. And it's very recognizable. They sponsor F1 teams and UFC. They're a big name. And they're a sponsor of mine.
Which means, what's the difference between a sponsor and we're, what was the other term when we're not sponsored, we're something by Sports Grid? What did I used to say all the time?
Powered by?
Powered by Sports Grid, which we're up at the top.
Yeah, yeah.
So what's the difference for you and Color Up? What is the difference on that?
Powered by Sports Grid, I have a different, I have a, Sports Grid's a TV channel, and okay. I have a show there. So because I get, they have nothing to do with my YouTube. They could care less what I do. They have no say in it. They don't do anything.
All right.
But I'm powered by Sports Grid because, and we'll get to this a little bit later, they are a big chunk of my income through the TV show.
All right.
So because that, they enable me to continue doing YouTube. So that's why I'm not sponsored. They don't pay me to do anything or say
anything
on YouTube.
Out of pocket. No. Okay.
They pay me for a TV deal, and then, but the residual of that is it supports this YouTube thing that I can keep making videos.
Okay. So when you say TV,
yeah,
what do you mean for TV? I know because I've done it, but explain it to the people. I've got Verizon here. Can I pull up?
Yeah, just Sports about Grid on any platform. So it's not your traditional TV like ABC, NBC. It's not even cable, like where you buy and get ESPN in a package like that. It's they're called fast television, like free advertised supported television. I think that's what it stands for.
Okay.
So essentially, if you have an Apple TV or a Roku TV or a Samsung TV, or it's just about everything.
Like Amazon Fire. Yeah, it's like a demand thing. Or
so usually
internet.
All those devices have 500 channels. They've got
okay.
Little House on the Prairie 24 hours a day or different cooking shows. Sports Grid is a sports channel that talks about sports betting 24 hours a day. But now they have the Color Up show on their thing as well.
Now, what is the Color Up show on there?
It's essentially me re-editing my YouTube videos and putting it up there.
Okay. For now.
They do want to do a new show with me, but...
So they're not interviewing you. You're not interviewing people. There's not a TV studio or anything yet.
No.
Okay. No. All right. So that's Sports Grid.
Yeah. So I should back up to give a little context for all of this, how this works.
Okay.
And it might help people understand a little bit. So when I was young, no, not that far back, about 8 years ago, I started YouTube, right, as a hobby. Okay. And I think it was about 2001, a little after COVID or whatever, I was making money on YouTube. And how you make money on YouTube is they have ads before and after videos or whatever. And if you skip them, I don't get paid, but it doesn't matter. A certain number of people, right? So just like traditions, people run ads, they pay YouTube. And then I think YouTube content creators like myself, we get like a 40% cut of whoever advertised, whatever you guys see is advertised. They paid YouTube. And then YouTube pays me 40% of that. So I started making some decent money.
Okay.
Enough to where I'm like, I'd love to quit my job. That's everyone's dream, to quit my job. Wasn't quite enough. And I'll actually show you how much money YouTubers make here in a second.
Okay.
But I then started my club, and I didn't think that much of it, but I had so much support from my club. It was amazing. The hundreds of people that came in to support through the Color Up Club. Then I decided to quit my job and go full time. So having said that, between those two was 99% of my income. Now, it wasn't enough to support the family. Like, my wife still is working full time.
Right, right.
And this was just like, all right, I'm going to take a leap of faith. Right.
Roll
this
the
is
dice.
Not like, oh, now dice. I'm sitting cushy and I'm just going to make these YouTube videos and have a club. This is okay. If I do this, now I can dedicate more time to trying to find sponsors and TV deals and all that.
So none of this is lifestyle changing money that you're getting to. It ain't any much.
This lowers my standard of living significantly. I'm taking a big pay cut to go full time with YouTube, taking a chance.
Right.
Because I had my own production company, a video production company that I was doing good in.
Okay.
I could have stuck with that, but I'm like, you know what? Let's take the leap. Yes, I make significantly less money, and I'll show you that here now. But I'm like, I don't care. It's what I want. It's fun. It's a lot funner. I can make my own path. All right. So let me just open up where you can find about how much people make on YouTube. Let me start with this.
All right.
I started in April of 2017.
Okay.
In October is when I first, they've changed the rules now where you have to have 1,000 subscribers and blah, blah, blah. But I got, back then you didn't have to, but you had to make $100 before you got your first paycheck from them. So April to October, I don't know how that long, 8 months or something like that.
Sure.
Whatever it is.
Yeah.
Most of the year. By then, after 8 months, I had 634 subscribers and I had about 140,000 views. And I got my first paycheck from YouTube for $117.
Wow.
Yeah. So they do pay you, but $100, especially, it just doesn't go very far, Jim.
Not like it used to.
No. So let me show you. Let's see. There's this website called Social Blade, and it pulls in all the viewership datas and tells you. You could search up anything. We'll look at Mr. Beast maybe in a second. All right. So you could search Color Up. There I am.
All right. And this is a site that's open to the public. This isn't.
Yeah, yeah. You can sign. Yeah.
Anybody who's listening right now can.
Yeah, if you want to listen, go check out your favorite YouTubers. Go right now.
Okay.
Tells me how many subscribers. This is how many views to date I have, which is pretty wild, right? 38 million. Yeah, here I started in February. This is cool. Out of all the YouTubers, I have the 2,200 most subscribers.
Out of all the YouTubers on the planet or whatever, Earth, you're in the top 2,200?
Yeah.
That's incredible.
Not very. I think it's like the percent that get to 1,000 is tiny. Like most people don't get past 1,000.
And somebody told me like it's less than 1% of all of them get to 100K.
Yeah, it's something ridiculous because I'm the top 2,000. Although the views, see, there's a lot of channels that have, I'm way down. There's a lot of smaller channels than me that get a lot more views. So.
Okay.
Anyway, and so YouTube does not pay according to subscribers at all. Has nothing to do with it. It all has to do with views.
Okay.
So this is where I sit for the last 30 days, 400,000. That's pretty much my average. And sadly, it's probably been my average for the last, since I went full time. It hasn't, my views really haven't went up. They have flatlined a little bit.
And what do you mean it's your average? What do you mean by that?
Essentially, last three videos, I get about 400,000 views every month.
Okay.
Why I'm saying that is because essentially for the last 3 years since I went full time, my income at YouTube hasn't changed.
So it's been consistent.
Yeah, it has been consistent.
It's not growing, though.
Well, a little bit about YouTube consistency. So my demographic is middle-aged men. During the summers, they go outside. They play sports. They go on family vacations, water sports.
Cruises.
Yeah, cruises. The views tend to go up in the winter or fall and spring. Not so much winter because then it's holidays and stuff like that. So the views go down.
Okay.
So the views are up and down all over the place. It'll go from 400, which is my average, down to 300, up to 500. Balances.
Okay.
Now, next you see the earnings. So, well, I guess you have to bend to see.
Yeah, so I'm
YouTube
sorry.
Pays
it's me.
You.
I'm
yeah, no, it's, so. Yeah, it's just distracting me, but that's okay. YouTube pays you what's called an RPM, something revenue per mil. It's essentially what they pay you per 1,000 views.
Okay.
For advertising, and this number here is based off the low end for a month is if they paid me 25 cents per 1,000 views. Okay. And this number here is if they pay me about $4
and per 1,000 views. Month. Per month.
Yeah. So if my RPM is $4, then 400,000 views equates to $1,800 for the month.
Wow.
Yeah. Which is awesome.
Yeah.
As a part-time hobby job.
Yeah.
Now, if I were to try to live off of $2,000 a month, for a family, $24,000 or that's below poverty level. That's pretty tough. Now, it does change. That's not consistent. So $4 at the end of the year, a lot of companies, you've heard of Black Friday and Christmas, they punch a lot of money into advertising in November and December. So it goes above four. It's been below four. It bounces around, like literally depending on how the economy goes, how just how advertising's, what's your work.
So that's a ballpark. And those are actual numbers tied to your channel.
That's the only ballpark. So all the other numbers are spot on. This is 14,000. Let's see. What is that? Yeah, 14,000 views a day, 67 subscribers. Those numbers are accurate. The only thing's not accurate is this is they're just guessing based off of, I think it says off of all YouTubers. Like they're like, the dude probably makes $4.
Okay.
May make more, may make less.
All right.
Just so you know, I'm not retiring off this. YouTube's a great side
hustle,
hobby, hustle income, but it's also a lot of work, right? Just so you know, I'm not getting rich off of YouTube because these are my views. Now, I don't know, you guys, we've been talking about Bluff a lot lately. Let's check him out. New on the scene. Look what he's, how many views he's made this month. 18 million views.
Yeah.
So, fairly enough, he's bringing the views, he's bringing the advertisers. At that $4 rate, he's making $70,000 a month.
$70,000 a month, up to $70,000 a month.
Yeah. He could be making more. Maybe, I like some people, depends, they go, the wow, he's doing a lot of views, I want to dump more advertising. He making $8, and this would be double per month. I don't know. Wow. No one knows. And most,
for sure.
Yeah, YouTube rules. We're not. I know my number, but I'm not allowed to state it. And it does change. So sometimes he might go on the low end. This is probably his average. He could go higher. And it depends on your niche too. Business channels, like if you talk about stock trading or mortgages, those type of channels tend to get in the $10 to $15 range.
Okay.
So if those guys, if they were doing these kind of numbers, would be making easily $150,000, $200,000 a month in YouTube.
Wow.
So there's certainly YouTubers that can make, that's mind-blowing income.
Yeah, absolutely.
But you see his channel, how exciting. He dumps, I don't know, what is it, 10 grand a day in gambling, right?
Yeah.
He does pay for it. I don't know his cost, but he's doing really amazing. So kudos to him. Amazing job. Me, I'm slow and steady, but I am making a couple thousand dollars a month in YouTube.
Okay. So now, let me ask you this.
Anything unclear about any of that? No. We're not getting any comments or questions, but no, that's okay.
That's what I'm saying. This might be where people are checking out. Who knows? I don't know.
Yeah. Maybe it's too boring for them.
Maybe. But why was it on your heart this week? Because I think I know the answer because I was out picking up aluminum cans. Yeah. Why is this the subject this week?
So everyone goes, oh, you're a YouTuber. You make your money from YouTube. Clearly, I don't make, I do make some money from YouTube. I do not make a living from YouTube, or I can't sustain a livelihood. So yeah, socialblade.com. Glad you find it interesting. So I have recently got a sponsor. I think we started off this. They do F1. They're big. They're huge.
They're a big guy. Yeah, but we didn't get to
the meat of it. So the reason is they are now a sponsor of mine. What that means is they pay me money directly to spread the good news about their channel.
Product,
service, whatever it is.
Whatever it is.
So I guess I'm in week two. I've started streaming from their website and mentioning, hey, if you go to their website, you can sign up, get a free account, play for free. It's a free casino, online social casino.
Okay.
And I'm very clear about it. Their goal is that it's like these things, apps on your phone. You could spend real money to buy fake digital stuff to keep
fake
playing.
Fake coins, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
So that's what they want you to do. So that's why they want my audience. So it's just like traditional television. You love whatever your favorite TV show, Seinfeld, there's advertisers. These guys have decided, hey, I think Color Up's audience is valuable. We'd love to share our name in front of them. We're going to pay you directly to do that.
Okay.
So it's just a advertising relationship with this company. And I knew a lot of, there are a certain percentage of people that are not going to this or understand this, right? So okay. I'm getting many people that unsubscribe. That people come and go. That's fine. That's fair. And then also people, there was only one person in one of my streams that said something, but he was like, you're pushing a scam,
right? What's the beef? What's their beef with you? And then,
so I've been starting getting several YouTube comments. Hey, I can't believe you're scamming people, pushing some website and taking money, selling out, blah, 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 blah. What's their intention behind that?
Yeah, I mean, I guess what I'm saying is...
I think it's because they don't understand. Again, I've got to earn a living.
Right.
So I have chosen to accept a sponsor, and now I have to talk about the sponsor. They're not going to pay me if I just don't say, keep my mouth shut. That's just not how the real world works. You have to advertise for sponsors for them to pay you. So why I don't know why people are bothered by that. They might be bothered by the specific site. Like... maybe if it was a name brand like Caesars or MGM, they'd be like, yeah, cool, good for you. I don't know, because it's a social casino. Maybe that's why. Maybe it's they're mad that I'm taking money. I don't know. It's such a small minority.
It hasn't changed anything as far as your regular monthly YouTube videos.
Yeah, this is an addition to.
You're doing live streams. This is something different. You're not like doing... live stream combining strategies.
I'm not playing crafts and then hey, today's crafts. Yeah, it's not. No, it's just an addition to. And yeah, I don't know. It doesn't really affect the general YouTube viewers. And it is, let me be clear, I'm not crying about this or complaining. It's just such a small minority that I thought, it's a good chance for me to explain how this full-time income works as a YouTuber, right? Because for most YouTubers, Bluff, there are examples that are... but like I showed, I'm in the top 2,000 channels, right? So
and you're still not making enough to,
right. So there is a very small percentage of people that are making good money. And obviously at this point, he has to pay assistants and helpers and blah, blah, blah. And I'm still a one-man solo crew. Yeah, there's not many channels out of the thousands that you would think are doing great can just make YouTube videos and go, okay, I'm good. You've got to have other sources of income. So I wanted to share some of those sources of income. I have
So you got the list. You've got the YouTube money.
YouTube money, which we showed how much that is.
And that's called Social Blade.
This website is called Social Blade, and you could look up any channel you want. You can search them. You can actually, I don't know how it works on, because I don't know how the payment works for other places.
Okay.
But I'm a YouTuber. I know how YouTube works. So you can look up any channel on YouTube and find out approximately how many views, and then they're going to give you that estimate. $4 is the average per channel. Some channels make less, some make more, but you can guess and see.
So you got YouTube money. You've got, now you have a spot. You had the club money.
So let me go in order. So started YouTube. That ain't going to cut it. I added the clubs. Back then, YouTube was 70% of my income. The club was 30% of my money. That's when I made the leap. So that tells you how much I'm making from the club and YouTube.
Right. You can figure it out.
The rest is 1% and below. And I'll tell you the rest because they're still 1% or below. Amazon, I used to put up links, but there's not much you could sell in crap. So they have an affiliate program where you've probably seen it on other sites. Like, hey,
I've heard it from other podcasts.
Yeah. Yeah. Click on my link to buy this pen, and if you buy this pen, I think it's 24 hours. Anything you buy in the next 24 hours, I get it depends on the merchandise or whatever, but it's 1% or 2% or 3% or whatever. You get percentage back. So it's a link pushing you to Amazon. If you send a shopper to Amazon, they send you money for whatever they buy. That's like less than 1%. I make about $40 to $50 a month from Amazon.
Okay.
Shopify is my store.
On my website, colorup.club.
Yeah, that's who I run my store through. So
by the way, can you take the Social Blade down since we're not talking about it?
We don't need that.
Yeah. Sorry, go ahead. So Shopify.
Yeah, you buy a shirt there or whatever. I don't mark anything up. That one's from Amazon, though, I think. Okay. But I usually do it like $2 profit, $3 profit, something like that. Because I'm not $40 for a t-shirt so I can make $20 doesn't make any sense. So I'd rather an $18 t-shirt be $20. So I make about $40 to $50 on my store a month.
Excellent.
Yeah.
Okay.
Hey, I didn't even Dicer.
Yeah, Dicer
is an affiliate of mine.
Okay.
So they're a software program.
Yes.
And I get a percentage if anyone signs up for the paid account on Dicer.
Okay. It's free for club members.
It is free for club members because I pay for it.
Oh, it's coming out. So you're paying for it.
Yeah. So essentially, I don't know if they want me to say
it's out of your cut, but anyway.
Yeah, I make whatever I make from Dicer, I'm just saying it's not a huge amount. I then pay for my green. I have to buy the accounts for all my green members. All my green members get a free Dicer account, but I'm paying for that. I do get a discounted rate for it, but I'm paying for that.
Okay.
So, for instance, like last month, I made $4 off of Dicer.
Wow. So, four whole dollars.
Yeah, in a month. So I'm not getting rich there either, Jim.
Okay. It's a very low percentage.
Yeah, again, but those are my sources.
But you never know what's going to be the next SpaceX or Apple.
Yeah, you never know. So essentially, YouTube 66%, Club 33%, the rest is 1%.
Okay.
Then I added, and that's when I went full time. I'm like, yes, below poverty income for the year, but I'm going for it.
Okay.
Then I added Sports Grid as a television opportunity. And I don't know the percentages. It's bigger than my club and YouTube combined.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's just with Sports Grid?
With Sports Grid.
That's incredible.
Yeah. So with Sports Grid, and I have a one-year contract with an option for a second. So hopefully in October we get to renew.
Renegotiate.
I don't know. Yeah. I don't think I get to renegotiate. I think it's literally they just continue.
Take it or leave it. Yeah.
Yeah. It's taking it like we're going for the second year or we're kicking you out. I've heard the number. They're telling me the numbers are really good. So it shouldn't be a problem. I'll get to continue for a second year. But now I am making a real income.
I'm a real boy.
Yeah. I'm a real boy now.
I'm a real boy. I'm making money full time with crap.
Yeah. I haven't done it yet, but I'm like, you know what? I could probably do, they suggest 10% towards retirement and stuff. Because I've had a lot of jobs, no retirement yet. So I got a lot of catching up to do here, Jim.
Wow.
But now I'm making a big boy income.
Okay.
I'm not buying Maseratis yet.
No.
But I'm making a good, healthy, average American income. And then my wife's still working. So together, we're a two-income household. Plus, all my kids are almost gone. I'm still paying for the one in college. But we're almost there, making a decent middle American income. So I have arrived as a YouTuber and now I am a full-time income YouTuber.
Let me ask you this. Is that really true if you're getting this big percentage from Sports Grid?
It's a very volatile.
I know you're like Sports Grid is you're using your YouTube videos as the content for the channels.
But yeah, I guess I'm more of a television producer. I don't know.
You're a hybrid.
For sure. But it is volatile. Anyone could be fired at any time. We've seen that. The economy is volatile or whatever. Same thing with me. But that's the deal. You take a little more risk when you're working for yourself.
I'm working for
myself. I took a leap for a couple years. I was barely scraping by. Now I'm comfortable. Okay. With Sports Grid. Can it go away in 1 year in October when the contract ends or I don't renegotiate? Yes. Could it get bigger if Sports Grid goes away and I get something else? Yes. I'm betting on myself as a self-employed person.
Yeah.
And then so to fill in holes, because I know that could end at any time, like I said, the YouTube could just swing, hey, we're in a depression now, and now you're getting paid $1 per 1,000 views or whatever.
Yeah, it could be some macro factors.
Yeah, there's been stuff where YouTube has shut me off for 4 or 5 months. I had zero income from YouTube. There's things that happen, right?
Right.
So I've got to shore up my income, and one of that is finding sponsors. And so,
and this latest sponsor,
it's the social
casino. For whatever reason, that one, not Sports Grid,
right,
but this other one that's a big one.
Yeah.
is rub people the wrong way because it's coins and
it was the risk I was taking because they do not have a craps game yet. I would have loved to have taken one that had a craps game. They said maybe it'll come, but they not didn't yet. Have a craps game. I'm like, you know what? It's gambling adjacent, and if you want to get in front of my audience, I didn't promise them anything. I'm like, everyone won't like it, or no one's going to click through. And they're like, fine, we'll take the chance and we'll pay you. And it's as simple as that. So there's no, it's a 2-month thing. They pay me for 2 months. If they're like, well, we didn't really see any results, they go find the next person to sponsor, and they don't sponsor me anymore, which is whatever. Mm-hmm. And that's why I've got to keep moving on, because I'm not making bluff money yet. I'm not making the views, not complaining. I'm doing great. But as a YouTuber, you have to get sponsorships and other outside things happening. And you do that by having an audience.
Now, I have an idea.
Yeah.
Next time we're together in a casino, but we've got to get a casino to agree to this, we could be the anti-bluff.
What do you mean?
Hey, this is Jeremy from Color Up. We've got a $12 six. Let's see if we can hit it. And at 14, baby, yes! You know,
yeah, I don't think anyone.
Put it out in a short, and then 1-minute video, and just see what happens. I don't know. Maybe it could take off.
Yeah, I think people love to watch him because he puts down the big money, right? Yeah,
big money.
Let's see. I'm trying to look and see if they've listed me. Someone asked a great question. I found you on SportsGrid. Is only at the time listed. It changes week to week, but a Pacific time I was on, I think at 9 o'clock.
I found I've watched you twice on the Sports Grid, and it's on a Roku TV. And I want to say it was like 9 o'clock, and then there was another time, 12 o'clock at midnight or something.
Yeah, so what they do is they show twice a week. Let me see if I can.
Twice a week. Oh, it's up.
No, twice a week, and then they run reruns at certain times. That, I don't know. Here's where they are. Samsung TV Plus, you're on Roku, Prime Video.
Yeah,
Fire
Roku's
TV,
where I saw it.
LG TVs, Vizio, YouTube TV, Fubo, Sling. I don't know where they're not at. Let's see. Let's go live. Let's see what they have on right now. It's probably, some guy talking about sports betting.
That's the majority of their stuff.
That's what they do,
betting.
Yeah, they just have a couple other people, and I'm one of them. So,
do they have an app?
Yeah, I believe they do.
Okay.
Yeah, the SportsGrid app. Yeah, so you can watch it whenever. So, yeah, that's the nutshell. The majority of us as YouTubers, it's not I showed you the numbers. It's
tough.
It's awesome.
Yeah.
Like, I'm having fun playing a game and making income. And if I would have kept it as my hobby and kept my real job, it's tough to maintain, because then you get wore out, right? Because you work 8 hours,
full time,
9 hours a day,
work,
and then you work on this. So I was working 2 full-time jobs for many, many years. But now I'm not, but YouTube is not going to pay the bills, right? That's why you got to do sponsorships and take advertisers and find other outside things. So I hope that explains a little bit for everyone. Completely available to ask questions you like.
So you want to open up phone lines and see if anybody's got any questions for you?
I guess we could do phone, or they could type them in. Let's see. Do you have any questions that I didn't clarify? Or
no, I think you went over every stream, as far as I know, of income that you've ever mentioned or anything. Now, I know there was...
there's things like DiceCon and stuff. But that's like a zero sum. I don't make any money on them.
So like the DiceCon junk, you're basically arranging the dinner. Yeah. Or you're arranging ordering some things for the swag bags and time for casino quest, that kind of thing. You just put it together a number. I've got.
And if there's any extra money, I just do it as like prizes or whatever.
Stuff. Right. Yeah. For the table.
Because otherwise it'd be like, oh, I know some people do it, like certain people in the craps community, but come visit me for $1,000.
Hang out with Jeremy.
Then I can pull it off. But let's see. Bluetooth. Gonna turn this on.
So you're getting the phone ready while we're waiting.
It's connected, okay. So if anyone wants to call in.
Yeah, if anybody's got a question, you can call in at the number, which is 678, the most common numbers in crap, 7, and then the horn numbers, 2, 3, 11, and 12. And you can go right to the front of the line because there's no producer. It's just Jeremy with a telephone. And you can go right there. And now listen, if you, this is a great comment coming straight from your sister. She thinks you're doing an amazing job.
Thank you. I've never talked to her and told her exactly how I make money or anything. But
she listened tonight.
She does all kinds of accounting, so she probably had a good idea.
Veil has been torn TV over there. Has been torn.
And thanks to Justin saying it's very cool that I was transparent. Yeah, I try to be.
Yeah, I wish there was more stuff. I wish we had happier things. What I would love to see.
What is happy? The bad comments and stuff like that only triggered it to mention, but I could care less. Those couple people are going to be angry if I quit. I don't know. Like, they're going to be angry no matter what. I think there's a certain percentage of people. If I said, I've got Jim the Professor, school is not going to sponsor me for $1 million a video, or they would hate that. If I said, you know what, I'm going to live on the streets and give all my money away to some organization, whatever. They would hate that. Some people are going to be snake eyes. Yes, do some live casino videos. That's been a dream of mine for a long time. A couple great meetings this week. I can't say anything more than that. Other than it seems very likely. There's a reason possible. I came to Vegas, right?
Yep.
It opens up opportunities and makes the logistics of it quite a bit easier. Hopefully, live casino.
Now, you say YouTube doesn't give a lot of money when it comes to subscribers. It's all about the views, right?
It has nothing to do with subscribers, yeah.
But yeah. I do think there's some value as a humble little marketing teacher. And I think that's why Sports Grid and this other place that you can't name that sponsors UFC fights and all, why they're interested in your audience. Because your audience on YouTube is, what, 122K now or whatever your subscribers audience. So even if they get like 1% or 2%, that's opening doors for you. I think that's going to enable you
correct.
To get
so it, they go hand in hand, really. Yes, they don't pay you based off of whatever. So someone with 1,000 subscribers but keeps doing viral videos all of a sudden, they would get paid a lot more, right? If they're getting millions of views. But a lot of times that doesn't necessarily happen like that. Usually you build up a big audience or people like your stuff, then they subscribe. So they do go hand in hand and to a degree. Now, I could tell you, and there's plenty of guys that are doing, have great channels, and they're in that $1,000 to $5,000 or 5,000 subscriber area. They may or may not be getting an email or contact from anybody. Mm-hmm. This is how it worked for me. And this is why it's a big deal that I'm now taking sponsor. Not a big deal, but I finally am doing it. Once you have about 10,000, and this is where it goes hand in hand, once you're about 10,000 subscribers, companies, whatever, they do take notice.
They find you.
They find you because they probably filter and go, okay, he's doing something right because he's got 10,000 subscribers now. So at that point, you start getting emails, or at least I did, but it's stuff like, hey, I'll give you a free gaming chair if you mention my gaming chair.
Like product placement kind of stuff.
Yeah, product placement stuff. And it's not like they're paying you or anything. And it's weird stuff. Some of it doesn't. A chair is almost like the best example. I've gotten like just the craziest stuff you can think of. Companies would be like, we'll give you like $100 if for the next 2 weeks you'll mention our plastic drawer organizer from whatever.
Oh my gosh. Like, look at my grand new calculator. I just love it.
A calculator might be useful for craftspeople, but I'm just saying, like, the dumbest stuff that my audience would never get any use or whatever. And they wanted me to.
I just love my Dollar Tree bubble stuff.
My bottle of bubbles.
Bottle of bubbles.
And so that's why, like, for years, I say no. So 10,000, it happens. If 50,000 subscribers, it ramps up again. There's a whole new list. And then they start saying, hey, what do you think it would take to sponsor on your channel? And then people, they offer like maybe $1,000 or a couple hundred. But again, you're like, okay, $1,000. But I got to talk about this thing that's beneficial to middle-aged men or crafts players, like zero. Completely has nothing to do with nothing for the next month. I'm not going to do that for $1,000.
Okay.
And then there's a whole nother level once you get to about 100,000. Now it's like I get 10 emails a day. People want to meet. People want to use my audience.
Okay.
Right? Because they want to get in front of
it's
you.
It's substantial. And this is where I'm hoping, because I think the reason why, and I've told you this before, I mentioned on this podcast before, I think sincerity is what you are. I don't think there's any kind of scuzzball side of Jeremy and Color Up. We've had four great dice cons. The people in the Color Up Club specifically who go to dice con are what I would call normal, ordinary, regular people. There's no lunatic fringe that I can see. And whenever we've ever had anybody who's like that, it weeded themselves out a little bit. But I would love to see it continue to grow and eventually craps, and maybe you're the guy, I don't know, but craps get back to at least a higher position in the casino world, a higher position to where it's not all about 85% slots in there and all the other little table games are battling for a little small piece of the pie. WSOP World Series of Poker, a lot of attention, huge money involved in that. I'd love to see something with, it doesn't have to be that big, but it's something along the way to where we're having a either contest, convention, and but for whatever reason, craps just has not ever had that, because it's weird, because you would think it would, because it's the most social game out of all of them. When poker, I win, you lose, or vice versa. And with craps, we can all win or we can all lose or whatever. So there's a kind of seesaw to it. But anyway, that's one of the things that I was thinking about.
Yeah,
there.
It's been one of my, what I call it, mission statements of my Color Up business is to grow the game of craps. Yeah, it was sexy and a big deal with the Rat Pack in Vegas and whatever. But there's no denying there is an intimidation factor hurdle for beginners.
For the regular first person who's getting ready.
So now we're, not to be an old grumpy man, but now we're dealing with Gen Z. They're phone people and they're social people, and they, I don't know. You're right. So, you know, that's why it's always a question. Hey, is the casino industry dying? No, the new people do come in and fill a spot, but most of them are coming in and they're trying to figure out ways to make slot games more appealing to these younger people. I don't know the answer. I know one part of it is, hey, get it on more television, get in front of a wider audience. Not everyone's searching, right? You got to search craps to stumble across it on YouTube.
You have to type
it
in. And
who's searching that except for, and this is where a lot of my views come from, right? You turn 21 or you're going to Vegas for the first time. Other than that, the rest of the nation, craps.
Maybe going on a cruise or something. Right? Where else can you play?
So many small peoples. But if it is like on a regular sports channel and just in front of a wider audience, go, what is this? Maybe. But it is a tough hill to climb, but I've been doing what I can do for the last few years.
Yeah, and you've done a really good job. And to have 122K is absolutely amazing, and it's continuing to grow. It hasn't gone down any. Yeah, I don't know. That's one of my things, too. I would love to see that. And I know a lot of people are popping up some questions and stuff now. But
Let's go through some of those.
Yeah. So we can – you want to start at the bottom?
Yeah, whatever you see.
Yeah, I see some – here, I'll just grab this one from Tim there. It says – let's see. Show. Here we go. Tim checking in. He says – how difficult is it to advertise or get your name out there so people find you and watch? Is there things that you could do to boost your penetration with YouTube to where they would shoot you out a little bit more?
Well, yeah. So I've done everything organically, right? Because I started as part-time hobby. I can be just like any other advertiser, and I could buy ads on other YouTube videos.
Okay.
And advertise my channel. It doesn't have to be Bud Light or Ford Chevy. Like, it could be color.
You could
up.
Have a commercial for color.
Yeah,
up.
Yeah. There, you. I can go on YouTube.com right now, and I don't wherever you find it. I think it's called, I don't know, YouTube ads or something. Google ad. It's essentially Google ads, right? Say I want to okay. be placed on YouTube, and I can even choose get zero down on my marketing. You target our audience more about the. Yeah, I mean, I can advertise just during the Super Bowl on YouTube or whatever I want. Yes, I could dump money into it that way. But as I went through earlier, I'm just now at a level where I'm making a happy look. Am I going to now take $100,000 and invest in advertising and hopefully skyrocket? I'm not, because I don't have $100,000, nor am I going to have it anytime soon. But yeah, if maybe that's not your question completely, but yeah, I can do that sort of advertising. I can do guerrilla advertising of going out to casinos, handing out.
So like everywhere you see an Uno card, you put a color up.
I could put stickers all over the place.
Color up, yeah.
There are things to do. What's worth it? What's going to get viewers? But like in the numbers, the viewership. And now, if we're talking about growing the game of craps, that's good, but that's small. That's not going to move the needle as much. If I can get, if I went out to Vegas this weekend and hustled and got 1,000 viewers, like I said, that on average, that's $4, and I'm seeing 1,000 people. But if I can get a sponsor and on a television show and reach 100,000, so that's where you got to weigh and balance what you do and you don't do. It's no different than. Any other, you as a dentist or as a lawnmower company.
You get to
or,
a point where,
where does it make sense and when doesn't? And then some people are just more ballsy, right? You talk about Elon is a huge success, but they're like, if you look at the history of all of his companies, they almost all went broke.
Almost, yeah.
He borrowed millions of dollars.
Took a chance.
And took a chance, right? And I'm very much conservative. I do things cash. I don't. Take out loans. I've been
not going into debt
loans and stuff in my past. I'm not going into debt to try to grow exponentially. So there's some things that I'm probably never going to achieve because I'm not that guy. I'm just not.
No, but I think you could achieve some of this because of suggestions. And I know Wary Buyer has brought up one, a great club member, about YouTube creator meetups that you've shared on your channel. You've done a really nice job. When you have been in Vegas collaborating with other YouTube channels and you've made great relationships with people like Casino Quest and Brian, and you've actually on with guys like King Dice, we were talking beforehand. But there's and it gets back to sincerity. There's a certain group in the craps world community that they're not as sincere, I don't think. They're not as honest. And it's almost like they're trying to make more of their money. And again, everybody can do what they want to with it, but a fool and their money is soon parted. But whether they be selling different classes or expertise or strategies or whatever. And I think when you get to all those kind of people, I don't think those are good. But I think if you keep focusing on the good folks, I think you're going to get some collaboration and you'll pick up some viewers.
Yeah, there's been a couple of comments about collabs and stuff. And that, again, another reason I'm coming to Vegas. So I'm going to have more opportunities. I'm trying to take care of some stuff, let alone still settling in, talking with sponsors and TVs. And I got to get my ducks in order before I am like, okay, cool. Things are running smooth. Let's go out and talk to Vegas Ruby and all kinds of people like that could help grow the channel because they're Vegas people or they're slot people or whatever. And if they collab with me and meet the craps guy, they might expand it and share it more. So that's a huge opportunity as collaborations and meetings. And someone mentioned tournaments with other YouTubers. And so that's going to be hopefully going forward a big process of growing the game of craps.
Yeah, I think it'll be really good. And this one was more of a club internal one, but we used to do this a lot. And again, this is probably going to fall on the shoulders of club members like me because there is no giant staff. But we used to have multiple times a year, club tournaments, and you used to actually get some content out of those. You would mm-hmm. go ahead and put the last one, the final match, you'd put on the YouTube channel, that kind of thing. So maybe we can get some excitement going again that way.
Well, I know they're hard. Some of the problems that stop. Yeah, so on one set, and I didn't mind this because when you make YouTube videos, you make them for certain things. Some videos are to grow. Some are for your base viewers and subscribers. And I know my base really love those things. But as far as like viewership and we're talking about earning money, they do terrible. No one wants to see them except for the people involved and our couple club members, right?
Yeah.
That's a big problem with the videos. And then YouTube's, you're putting out crappy videos, right? Because no one's watching your content.
They pound you down. Yeah.
They pound you down a little bit. So the other problem is literally the last two tournaments that we tried to organize, we couldn't get enough people involved or enough
dealers and people helping out. Yeah.
So,
but maybe we'll try. This is a,
we definitely revisit it every year and try to like, hey, we got enough people interested. So that's a good one. Let's see. Nice. Not only is the game intimidating to a beginner, but it requires a larger bankroll to place a few bets versus a single $10 blackjack bet, maybe some low stake. Yeah. I've done some bubble craps in the past and hopefully, if I can get into a casino, I'm going to be doing more of those. One, I like that, and I like being able to go, hey, I can play with $20, $40, $60, but
right.
I agree. Craps is an not only is it intimidating, but it is if you know how to play it, it's okay, but mm-hmm. it isn't expensive. Like, it's
it's not cheap game.
Blackjack is just expensive because you're doing $10, but it's every...
multiple,
It's $10 every time. At least here, like... craps, you're putting out $60, but at least it sits there until the seven comes.
Hopefully.
Sometimes it doesn't. Sometimes it is next hand. We want another $60, but sometimes you get 10 rolls or whatever, and it lasts you 10 minutes. But that is a problem. But I'm not gonna be following in Bluff's footsteps anytime soon. Let me put it that way.
Not yet.
No,
unless you go with my idea.
If I get a big enough sponsor, I still
need $5 table. All right, hey, it's Jeremy. I'm all the way across the box.
Yeah, I could do 30, five. That's what I'm saying. I would play. I would do that. I would go. You know what? Crapless craps. We're going $5 across all the numbers today.
Yeah, there you go.
But 500, 1,000. I'll leave that to those guys. I'm not gonna risk that to grow.
Okay.
But yeah, so I'm always probably going to be the common sense man of the people. You're not coming to me for the thrill. You're coming to me to maybe learn stuff.
Learn some strategies.
And see how a guy's going to play with $50, $200, maybe $500. That's what you're going to get from me. Sorry to mm-hmm. disappoint. There are other people for the thrill, the dopamine hits.
Yes.
I'm not going to be that guy.
Yeah. Now, this one is non-YouTube-ish, but Ken was checking in and said, did the professor add a shelf behind him? Yes, this is my new little change up here. Again, if you missed the beginning, usually I sit way up here and everything's up high. And I said, no, I'm going to get back to a good level chair.
I can't believe no one's mentioned that handsome guy in the background staring at us. What?
Oh, that's one of my wife's Christmas gifts from a couple years ago. So this is my school. I don't know if you can see. That's my school picture for the yearbook photo.
I'll go full screen with you, Jeff.
Full screen, yeah.
And, you're a little distorted, your head, when you squeeze it.
Yeah, but. I'm sorry about that. But anyway, I got my wife, Bonnie Boo.
I don't know if it's an improvement or...
four big pillows, and they have different sayings on there. Uh-huh. And when she opened it up on Christmas Day, I went Facebook Live with it. And one of them says, this one, it's just my giant big picture, and it just says love on there and my name.
So all four of them have your picture on it?
Oh yeah. Pictures of me. And they say, and then on one of them, it has my picture, and then it says what matters most. So anyway, but yeah, we got a few of those, and then got some other stuff. But yeah, Ken, I changed it up.
Jazzing
up
the background for us.
Yeah.
Like real
I figured Joe Rogan can do it. And eventually maybe I'll get the neon sign back here, the Color Up podcast. Mm-hmm. Maybe it could happen. I don't know. We'll see.
Now we got to share. I was pretty transparent. Now it's time to share your revenue. Jim, I think we can let them know how much I paid you for up and through June. Our podcast shows have made. Because what I do is I chop off the taxes and then me and Jim split what I make on the podcast video. So if you're comfortable.
I'm comfortable.
Through June 15th.
I forgot what the number was, but I think it was like, it was 80 bucks, 81?
It was 80 bucks, yeah.
80 bucks. Yeah, we, and Jeremy's,
we're crushing,
guy,
we're
right
trying
down,
to crush
we're
it.
Crushed it. Right down the middle, baby. Right down the middle.
Yeah, and so yeah, we've made $160 with the podcast.
So here,
through
let
June
me,
15th.
I want to be transparent too with mine. 99.99999% of my income is from the school system. And maybe I need to put a few more nines on there, and then the .00000000001.
I mean, you're making more from the your can side.
Can money, yeah, exactly. I did, and actually, when I hit the ATS, I did make more money.
But you got to start somewhere, and
you got to start somewhere.
And podcast is one of those things where it's more common because you don't get the ads as much. It's more sponsors, right. So people try to build an audience on podcast, and then they get a sponsor. So they're, for whatever reasons, a little more accepted than YouTubers. But
maybe I don't know if I could afford a custom-made color-up sign, but maybe I could get a neon
if
sign.
If you save up for multiple years, I don't know. $80 for through June for half a year is not.
Yes, yeah. So I don't want to blow. You're right, Tom. That's ATS money, baby. That's exactly right. That's
depends on if you go 555, though.
We didn't even talk about that. We haven't had a chance, but that bet everybody was talking about last week.
Oh, yeah.
The new
bet. I think we should save it for next week.
Okay, all right. We'll leave it alone. Sorry.
No,
but yeah. We'll talk about it next week because I'm excited about it. I found some more info about it. So
I
mean, we'll save it for next week.
I guess we can talk about both weeks. You can mention what it is. We're not going to. Because anyone who watches this long
is
tuned out, like.
Yeah, there. So yeah, basically what I was talking about was the all day hard ways bet, where you had to roll all four hard ways of the 4, the 6, the 8, and the 10 before big red rolls, and it's like 146 for one.
Was that the odds or the payout?
That's the payout. 146, and house edge was ever 20% on that, but. To me, yeah, and again, we'll talk about it next week, but to me, it makes a lot of sense. And I'm not a hard ways player.
All of a sudden, the 20% house edge bet makes sense to you.
For a guy who doesn't usually go above one.
What's the minimum? Do you have to bet like one on each, or is it you just throw in $1 or is it $5?
Yeah, I think it's at least one.
I guess like all the games, they can vary, I guess.
Yeah, but I think it's at least one. But you think about it, when you play the ATS, you have to roll how many independent combinations before?
11.
Right.
Right.
11 different numbers. Not necessarily combinations, I should say, but 11 numbers.
11 numbers, yeah.
So this one, you only have to roll...
Four.
Four. Now, they have to be a specific combination.
Yeah, they're the one out of 36 combos, yeah.
Right, so four out of 36, you can do the percentages on there. Anyway, I've been thinking about this. Yes.
Do you lose the bet before the easy way?
No, that's what I was... That's what I heard. You do not lose the bet if the easy way comes. I heard that on another podcast, that it stays up. It only loses on the 7, only on the big red.
So that makes it a little more interesting. Let's see. I could tell you what casinos it's at.
It's at Paris,
Planet Hollywood, Horseshoe.
Planet Hollywood, yep. And I think it's going to grow. I really do. I wish I would have thought of it and could have marketed it and maybe got it copyrighted. You know,
the only thing confusing thing is it's for checking in. I'll see my sister. I'm going to a family reunion this week in Ohio.
So your sister will be there?
I think all of my siblings are going to be there.
Oh, wow. Okay. Mm-hmm. And then so no show next week because you'll be in Ohio?
That is the case. Breaking news.
Yeah, I figured that out. Very good.
Yeah, I didn't even think about that, but yes, I will be out of town.
No show next week.
No show.
This just in, ladies and gentlemen. This just in.
El Cortez has it as well.
Okay.
Seahawks for Life is saying.
Thank you.
Easy way. The only confusing thing, so people typically, the hard ways have always been called the all-day hard ways. And actually, you said it wrong because the hard ways all day.
I said it wrong?
No, okay. The term all day hard ways has been around, and that usually differentiates between hopping them for one roll. The regular hard ways, a lot of people call them the all day hard ways because they stay up. They're not one roll bets.
I thought people said they were all day hard ways because they always wanted to be on them and they wanted to be working all the time. I've heard that. Is that not the case?
That is like another wrinkle in it that, yeah, I've heard people use it that term in that way too, but it's okay. Also they don't come down. So, yeah, there's what I'm saying is there's already other situations that have been called all day hard ways.
Okay.
And now this side bet, I wish it had a different name because it's, I guess it's technically called hard all day is the side bet. So they put the hard in
hard
front.
All day.
Hard all day is the side bet we're talking about.
Okay.
Yeah. Apparently Al Cortez had as well. And they mentioned it's on crapless craps table. So Paris, Planet, and Horseshoe, it says on crapless craps. I know Al Cortez.
So not on a regular table, just crapless.
That's what this little thing you sent me sent. So I don't I don't know. I got to do some more investigative
research.
Journalism.
Yeah, it could be like a whole Uno situation again.
I go down there. It's fake news. And it's, we were just marketing in a boat.
Fake news. Yeah. All right. But yeah, we can talk about that in a couple weeks after we've done some.
Is that the only way you're going to watch the live show is if I dress up as Elvis? Although that is a really good gimmick. I could just show up every time dressed in a... I'd have to decide. It looks like I lost Jim. I'd have to decide which Elvis it is. Is it the 70s Elvis or the 50s Elvis? Jeremy, what's your latest cruise crap strategy? I need one for my first Royal Cruise. I don't have a new one. I'm sticking with the old one. I do go back and forth, but I've been laying a number, usually the 10. And then betting the same amount inside. And then
don't lay to 10. Pick any number to lay, but don't lay to 10.
And then sometimes I'll just use the don't pass. Elvis Jeremy would be phenomenal. Yeah, again, 70s Elvis or 50s Elvis? No difference. I'm probably more in the shape of a 70s Elvis, so I'd have to get like a white jumpsuit with rhinestones.
Yes.
Of course, I'm missing a little bit of the...
But they got wigs for that.
Yeah, they got wigs for that.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah. And I don't know if you noticed, but I got bumped out of there.
Yeah, we lost you for a moment.
I don't know why.
I don't know what happened, but I figured you'd be back shortly.
Yeah, I'm back.
Yeah. So, but I think things are winding down.
Yeah, it appears that way.
We never did get any cold calls.
Yeah.
I don't know. Maybe I blew everyone's mind, or maybe they're like, no one cares.
Maybe you destroyed everybody's YouTube dream, because when you said, hey, you got 100,000, whatever.
Yeah, I'm not making that much. Yeah.
Yeah. It's like,
but again, like I said, at 10,000, 50, I know there's a guy I follow who's known for, if you're in the 1,000 to 5,000 subscriber range, like being really proactive to get sponsorships. Cause unless you could do something to pull the numbers, like we showed you Bluff. I'm not picking on him. I love what he's accomplishing. That's an example of someone who actually is making YouTube money. Mm-hmm. The rest of us, no matter, and it seems like we're really big. We're just not making the lifestyles of the rich and famous. We're not even making teacher salary from YouTube. Yeah, if you're a small YouTuber, don't be discouraged by that. But know that there is money out there, especially if you're in a very specific niche. Hey, I'm a woodworker who builds cars or something. You can find a sponsor who would want that very specific audience, is willing to pay for it, or and whatever kind of your YouTube channel is. It's, you could do it. It's just hard work to find sponsors. And I did it the other way, because I did a real job until the sponsors came to me. I grew big enough until the sponsors came to me. And then I weeded through tons of hundreds of them. And it's still due to this day.
And ooh, nice. Seahawk for life. Yeah, I got a new 12-foot or acquired a 12-foot craps table to have fun. And that is a great way to do it. It's a lot cheaper. You can play, and I love it. I've got one in my room, but right now I've got so much junk on it. It's like a magnet, and I threw all my stuff in there after Dice Con, and I've rearranged the room 2 times. Yeah, no good. No bueno right now. But yeah, got to get that off. Let's see, hit that one there. But yeah, I got to get my table cleaned off.
Every night you lay the 10, then after the first hit, take the 9. Yeah, I've been debating whether instead of pulling down for less risk, actually taking the hit and pressing up the first hit. Because I know if you pull the 9 down and then the 7 rolls, you lose no money. You completely break even. So you do have more risk. Mm-hmm. You'd have two bets because whatever you press and whatever's on the nine, so mm-hmm. you would be losing more if the seven were come. But if you could just get another hit, then you'd be in much better shape, and then you could pull down the thing. So how did he? Do you know how he did, Tim? Interesting to see. Like I showed you, like in my eight sessions, only one came down. And you got to be very specific about it. There's adjustments. I know. I think.
Oh, I made some adjustments.
Jim made some adjustments, and sometimes it works, sometimes not.
But I did get two cruises out of it, so I'm very happy with. For a 4-night cruise, that was really amazing to get this close within prime. Yeah.
There you go. He's the only one who made money.
Oh, there you go.
Must have been a pretty cold 4 days, but yeah, and that's what it does. It hangs in there. It's not the big money maker, but it can be because once. You're out of the hand, but it really is just a strategy about protecting for those micro rolls, three rolls, four rolls, and it doesn't hurt you.
Yeah, with the two
terrible
hits.
Table. Yeah, that makes sense. That sounds about right. Yeah, if you do even a 66 inside or something, you're going to get smoked if the table don't get you three rolls.
Yeah. Now, Jeremy,
if he was doing the strategy just as I teach it, I lay for the same amount as I do the inside bets, which doesn't fully protect you. For instance, 44 inside, do a $40 lay. So if you hit the seven, you're only going to win 20 back. So it only is protecting half your inside bets. And then 66 inside, $60 lay. 110 inside, $100 lay. So you only the seven's only protecting half. But if you roll the 10, it doesn't sting as much as if you were to put $200 to protect 110 inside.
And Jeremy, Jim knows it still stings, sir. It still stings, but yeah.
I played skill 66. It got crushed. Points. Yeah, and that's a strategy where you get out after two rolls, right? It's a very quick strategy.
Two rolls.
Yeah, two hits.
Two hits, two hits. That should be easy.
It should be easy, but sometimes there are sessions and days you can't pull that off, and that's where that don't pass or that lay comes in handy. And other times it's just a waste, but... It always just depends on how the session is.
Yeah, that's very true.
Sorry, I was continuing my thought, and you were starting to say something, and I
was starting to say something.
Bulldozed over you. Yeah.
Oh no. Yeah. No. Oh no. What I started to say was, what do you think I ought to do with my $81? Put it in toward a neon sign back here, or what? What do you think? Open. Like I could have
10% into retirement, 10% into savings. Yeah,
but you're not a financial planner, and you're not playing one on TV. Yeah,
10% to gamble on, and then the other remaining 40% to your wife. Oh, wait, you got to – no, I took out the amount in taxes, and I paid you in cash.
Okay, all right.
So, yeah.
We're all good.
Yeah, no, I don't know. Maybe you should invest in better gloves for your can collection business.
Yeah, keep from getting jaundice.
You don't want to injure your hands.
Yeah, or whatever. But, yeah, I do use gloves, so that's good. But anyway, yeah. Anything else going on from anybody? Looks like your transparency show has worked greatly and
ran everyone off.
I don't know. Yeah. Maybe it was a summertime swoon. Maybe all the old men are in the casinos tonight. Yeah.
Yes, only pay taxes over 600. Yeah. At that point, that's the dream. One day, this podcast, I'm going to have to be 1099ing James.
Oh, yeah. That would be a miracle. Yeah, that would be a miracle.
Yeah. With a couple dollars. And podcasts might be considered different. Like, they might get only, like on that low end, it might only get paid, I should look, like 25 cents per 1,000 views. Like, it may be on
much lower.
On the low end. So, I don't know. But,
Now you're making me sad.
We made a smooth 160.
But we're not, I don't know about Jeremy.
The year's not over.
Year's not over, and listen, I'm not in it for the money. I'm hanging out, man. I just like hanging out with people, and I don't want to hang out at my local scuzzy casino. I just want to hang out with good people that I've met in person and a lot of them that I haven't, and I look forward to meeting. So that's why I do it. So there you
Very
go.
Very cool. Let's see. Tomorrow I'll be releasing my long – no one's waiting for it, but I finally got it done was the cruise recap. Video will come out tomorrow, and then I have scheduling depending on how that does. I've got some more 66 strategies that are part of the series finished and ready to go. Otherwise, I'm going to my family reunion, and so no podcast next week.
Right.
Back to your hater comment. Haters gonna hate. Keep rolling. I appreciate that, Shep.
And that was
the cruise videos. Yeah, yeah. So that I talk about is Vegas dying, like the
YouTube? Yeah. There's a lot of YouTubers out there putting Vegas is dying.
Yeah,
it's been on a downward spiral as far as rooms, gambling money, yeah. visitors, blah blah blah. Even downtown, I think with the May numbers went down a little bit.
They're certainly off their numbers, but they're comparing them against their peak, which was...
Yeah, the records. Yeah.
Records, which the year or so after COVID were record numbers for them.
Like bam,
not
bam,
immediately
bam.
After, but after a little bit after that,
up.
Everyone came back and opened up. And so that's what they're basing off. So from that, they're down pretty significantly. But I actually was in Casino Quest the other day talking to Alex, and it's cyclical. It's Vegas. It'll go up and down. Vegas ain't dying. Then it's a great clickbait title, right? And they are down, and they're down substantially. It's some tough numbers, but you know they were all going broke in a few years ago, right? And then it comes back, and then it really follows the lags or. Somewhat related, right?
Yeah.
Microeconomics. People got to have money to play. And so
macro and micro. Yeah.
Tighten their purses. They got to do other stuff, right? They got other priorities.
Right. Yeah, there you go.
When the economy cranks, it'll go up and down. That's what it does. It's
like
gambling,
a yo-yo.
Right?
Yeah.
But they're still investing. New casino, the Hard Rock's going up.
They wouldn't build it if they didn't think they could make a couple
of It's the same thing like when people always talk about, they have no water, they're going to run out of water. Wait a second, these multi-billion dollar corporations are going to invest in an area
and
that's
gonna... that it's got more water in there.
Yeah,
they've gotten more water in Lake Mead. I've watched videos for the last couple of years about them going, and now
it was
the
about to be empty. And
we
had one or two good snow years up in the Nevada Sierra Mountains, and what do you know? All the snow melt.
Water runs downhill. Yeah. It's amazing.
It's amazing how the Earth keeps spinning
Absolutely.
On its axis, Jim.
Absolutely. So that's good.
All right. Well, I guess at this point, we're just blabbing on.
Yeah. Again, we will see you guys in, 2 weeks, Jeremy?
Yeah. Oh, shoot.
Maybe.
Check the calendar.
Make
sure
don't
I don't
make
anything
any
else going on.
Yeah. See what else is on there.
Family reunion.
Okay.
And then the beginning of August.
..
I currently have nothing there, but the following, so it should be good. I'll be back. But then the following week, I guess I should throw this in. So I'm August 6th through the 9th, I took a freelance job.
What? So you're going to have to change your percentages now.
For this, yeah.
Oh, I know what's coming up on that freelance job.
What's that?
Is that the one with the da-da-da-da?
No, I don't.
Here comes
I wouldn't get
Brian.
Paid for my daughter's wedding.
No, I was joking around on that. Oh. But I thought that's what you were saying. Because that's coming up.
Yeah, in October.
Oh, October. Okay.
August. August, I'm an old client. And I'm like, I can't pass it up. It's a good job. And I need sponsors. I need them to pay. So, again, I'm not making 174. What was the number we pulled up on that he was making if he made $4?
It was crazy.
I don't want to pick on him anymore. But,
yeah. You're not picking on him. You're just putting it out there.
Yeah, he's doing amazing. He's paying amazing views.
Yeah, that's awesome.
So I'm still taking side work. I try to say no, but I'm still taking a little side work. I'm collecting cans for 70 G a month. Is that what I said? Yeah.
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah.
Not bad money if you can get it.
Yeah. But he's earning it. He's getting the views. He's attracting the eyeballs. Oh, yeah. So that's what advertisers want. So
there you go.
Kudos again to him.
All right. So 2 weeks, not next Sunday, but the following Sunday.
So we're off next week. Then I should be back. And then I might be
side
off.
Side job.
Most likely I'm off again.
Okay. We'll try to come up with another topic between now and then.
Yeah. Okay. All right, folks. We will see you in 2 weeks.
Au revoir. Bye, everybody.